And how you guys doing? The winter schedule is here, baby. Yes, we go to 30-minute shows over on Spotify, iTunes, all the major platforms. And we do still do the 15 minutes on YouTube for the biker news. That way you guys can get in the chat, see my beautiful face, the whole nine yards. Don't forget, go over to Roku, add that Insane Throttle TV app. Boy, is it a hit, let me tell you. But yeah, the second part of the show over on Spotify. I'm all tongue-tied this morning. I got to get some sleep. Maybe it's because I've been smoking too much Kush. Anyway, you're going to get analysis and all kinds of opinion segments after the first part of the show. Anyway, today we got Hell's Angels. They protected their brand. Hardcore, man. Hardcore like any club should. We also have a lot of charity stuff going on. And yes, a cop was arrested, let go, and then gets arrested again. Craziness, man. Craziness. So here we go. Our first story of today. It's a real good one, man. Real good one. Let's see here. Motorcycle club to distribute clean used winter jackets to Timmins kids in need. And this is out of Moose 93.1. And Sox Timmins are going to take care of feet for the winter. And the Kanata Warriors Motorcycle Club is covering torso. The club has put on a Coats for Kids campaign accepting donated winter jackets. President J.C. Murray says the response was great. Quote, we've gone all the way to Chapalu. The reserve even out there gave so many a wow. It's a truckload, he said. Wow, big time. That's awesome stuff. So they do got an abundance of jackets. The River Park Laundromat is cleaning them all for us, so that's a big expense off our backs. Once the jackets are cleaned and counted, they'll be distributed later in the week. By the way, the name Kanata Warriors Motorcycle Club comes from the First Nations teachings and traditions it follows. Rock and roll. And the original name, Kanata, was for Canada. I didn't know if you guys knew all that. Cool stuff. Anyway, Garfield Lake Ice Racers. I gotta go see an ice race. I heard those things are cool as hell. In Country Vietnam Motorcycle Club holds Veterans Day dinner. Veterans gathered at the Woodshed Bar and Grill in LaPorte by invitation to celebrate Veterans Day with a prime rib dinner. Rock and roll, man. The in-country vets MC. A lot of them have to be aging right now. Sad state of affairs. Those are the awesome guys, too, the vets from Vietnam. Anyway, LaPorte. Veterans gathered at the Woodshed Bar and Grill in LaPorte by invitation to celebrate Veterans Day with a prime rib dinner on Thursday. The event was put on by the Garfield Lake Ice Racers Club and the In-Country Vietnam Motorcycle Club with the help from the party store. Rock and roll. According to the release, Motorcycle Vice President John Reuter greeted the crowd and led the Pledge of Allegiance. Hell yeah, Pledge of Allegiance. Something ain't done much anymore. Pastor Renee Melberg provided an opening prayer for all veterans before the meal. And Motorcycle Club member Howie Baxter rang a special bell 6 times for each branch of the military. Cindy Haley made desserts for the guests to enjoy the meal after. The special guest at the event was World War II U.S. Navy veteran Robert Peterman, who served from 44 to 46, baby. And the Garfield Lake Ice Racing Club provided all the funds for the event with 250 vets and guests enjoying the free meal. Rock and roll! Like I said, I have to go and get myself some ice racing in, man. That is so cool. Main story today. Out of the Winnipeg Free Press. Jury acquits Hell's Angel member. Associates accused of breaking to protect the brand. Jack Shore, 68, a full patch member of the Winnipeg Hell's Angels chapter since its inception. Prospect Dylan Hutchinson and hangaround David Saunders stood trial charged with breaking and entering with intent to commit assault and breaking and entering with intent to commit an indictable offense in support of a criminal organization. Was acquitted of an additional count of uttering threats. Hell yeah. Stuck together, man. That's what happens when you stick together. Y'all walk. And then they took it to the freaking box. What's even better. No summations, no deals, none of that. They walked. They deliberated, the jurors talked about this roughly 6 hours before delivering their verdict. Police arrested the three men after they went to the Inglewood Street home on January 5th wearing gang vests and shirts and allegedly tried to force their way inside. Prosecutors argue the men donned their gang colors as an act of intimidation, supporting the power of the patch, which holds that any sign of disrespect must be met with swift retribution. I'm telling you what, man, prosecutors, they're storytellers, ain't they? Especially with the big case in the news. And we'll be able to talk about that in the second half because I won't be censored. Jurors heard testimony about a resident of the house, Richard Wander, who had been communicating with a woman over Facebook for sex when the woman, Shore's then girlfriend, told him to stop harassing her or she would have her boyfriend beat him up. Wander and Shore then exchanged a series of heated text messages before Shore and his two co-accused drove up to the house later. Prosecutors argued one or more of the accused forced a front door open, constituting a break and entering. But to prove the break and entering occurred, jurors had to be satisfied the three accused did not have Wander's consent. Wander told juror Shore during an exchange on Facebook, warned him to stay away from his girlfriend or he would tune him up. Quote, I was like, bring it on. I'm not afraid. I didn't know who he was or his friends. I didn't care if they came down with weapons or guns. I had my baseball bat and my uncle's sawed-off shotgun. Well, maybe the jurors decided, hey, we don't like you, you jerk off. Why you gotta mess with some old lady on a freaking internet, man? So many deals about this lately. So many. Anyway, this is something else we're gonna be talking about in the second half. This is from Ranker, or Ranker, whatever you wanna call. Freaking wink my pecker. This Don Saylor. How biker gangs give back to the community. Oh, we have issues here. We have issues there, buddy. They go on to say they host toy drives. While it happens to be not only clubs do it, but everybody that's a biker does it, even your doctors, lawyers, all that good stuff. Even them. They fight child abuse. And then they got a picture of bikers against child abuse. You're calling them a biker gang. You morons. They fight animal cruelty. Justice Rescue. I really like that one. I hate it when people do dog fighting. I'd rather throw them in the ring. But more of this one's coming up on the second half of the show over on the podcast. Now, Wall of Shame, former Oklahoma City police officer recently acquitted arrested again, okay, you
guys,
schmuck.
That's right. Luis Maldonado was a member of OKCPD in September of 2019 when he was arrested at an apartment in South OKC for things like threatening violence and sexual assault. Last week, though, Maldonado was acquitted when a jury found him not guilty of those charges. But then on Friday, police were called to a home in southwest Oklahoma City by someone who said their mom was being abused by her ex-boyfriend. That mother told police she was in a relationship with Luis Maldonado, but on Friday she says he raped her, then strangled her, and refused to hand over her car keys. She even says she had to pretend to pass out, and that's when he got up and left. Early this morning, officers found Luis Maldonado staying at the city rescue mission. He was arrested again and booked back into jail.
Oh, you moron. You moron. You're dumb. What else can you say about a guy like this? Goes by how far you have fallen, though, haven't you? Oh, my goodness gracious, boy, have you fallen. Anyway, we're going to go to the second half of the show over on the podcast platform. Make sure you guys put it on your favorite deal like Spotify, iHeartRadio, the whole nine yards. We're there. Play it in the truck. Play it on the radio. We're going to a full show starting now. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm not done. One more time.
Insane Throttle TV app on Roku now. Get content not seen on our other platforms. No censorship, no PC, only biker fun and entertainment. It's hardcore. Again, go over to Roku TV and add the Insane Throttle TV app now. Rock on.
This thing is almost as silly looking as Skeletor himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
I'm in the mood for something just a little bit wild.
God! Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Hurry,
fly! Friday Rock!
This is good stuff. I want to share something with you.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford. Oh yeah, welcome back to Motorcycle Madhouse. We're back on track in our winter schedule. We got a 30-minute show for you happening today. Don't forget that we do have the first part of the show over on YouTube. But boy, do I like this segment, man, because I'm uncensored, baby. I ain't at the mercy of the YouTube gods anymore. It's Hollywood show. Grim, grim, grim to all those schlucks out there, let me tell ya. Anyway, I wanted to go back to this story that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. How biker gangs give back to the community. I have to play devil's advocate here. I really do. Even though I cannot stand this story, where this author's coming from, this Don Saylor, I have to ask myself, though, was it clubs? Was it out-of-control bikers that give these people, these citizens, the ideal that everybody that rides a motorcycle has to, in some way, belong to a biker gang? Only the loony left, people like this, can turn something good into shit. When I seen that they have BACA, or BACA, listed as a biker gang, it made me sick. People that are in BACA, or BACA, come from all walks of life. All walks of life. Doctors, lawyers, you name it, they're there. For these people to write some garbage like this is the reason most of us don't trust the media anymore. They may give outsiders the impressions of being tough-as-nails renegades, but many biker gangs are actually a lot more good-hearted and compassionate than people might initially assume. And I can tell you that if it bleeds, it leads. I get that because it works the same way with Insane Throttle. Should come as no surprise. the stuff that has the most drama makes the news. I think this goes to a different step, though. The stories that we cover are actual events. What this guy is doing right here is an abomination. He is using words that he knows will draw in the viewers. Biker gang. Everybody knows what everybody thinks when they hear that word. Oh, the Hell's Angels. Ooh, the Banditos, Mongols, or Outlaws are coming from you. He continues. Biker gang charities and socially conscious causes are the central focus of many motorcycle clubs. Then he switches the motorcycle clubs. And then he goes right back. It just goes to show you, reputations are not always accurate. What the hell? Your reporting ain't that damn accurate, is it? There are famous biker gangs, right after going from motorcycles right back to biker gangs, across the nation that focus their collective efforts on giving back to a number of good causes and organizations. In reality, the vast majority of bikers are just really cool people who genuinely want to give back. Now, you see his word salad there? Biker gangs, then motorcycle clubs, then biker gangs, then back to just bikers. See how he... It's a word salad to play on these people that don't know any better. For some MCs, that might mean fundraising. Everybody knows that bikers raise a ton of money. We covered a story in the last episode where $500,000 from the Sturgis 2021 rally was raised for charity. For some MCs? How about, I have to say, all of them have done something in one form or another to raise funds for charity. Sometimes bikers' loved ones have been affected by an illness charity seeks to eliminate, but in other cases, their local communities are simply in need. Regardless of their reasons, there are have been countless times biker gangs were good. I'd have to say this is one of the worst articles I have ever seen. Ever seen. You see, there's four paragraphs. How many times did he say biker gangs? Then contradicted himself with motorcycle clubs. And then, go straight to bikers. I do have the link to this article and the other articles in the description box. The first one that he put up was a picture of the Hell's Angels toy drive out of Fresno. He is using visualization to back up his article. Everybody knows who the Hell's Angels are. They're the epitome, according to law enforcement, as a criminal biker gang. So we must use them first. As I said earlier in the segment, Baca, can you believe this guy had a nerve to put them under the term biker gang. You have to be shitting me. Baka, by the way, allows all forms of peoples, all colors, both genders. They can't even get that right. Poker runs, he goes on to say. Now, not only is he targeting clubs, he's targeting bikers in general. Throughout this article, if you read it, you can honestly see the disdain that he has for bikers. Then he goes on to hit the Buffalo Soldiers. And we know how much the Buffalo Soldiers do for the community. According to their mission statement, by the way, do good in the hood through community service such as feeding the homeless, awarding scholarships for graduating high school seniors, and riding our motorcycles in support of organizations such as the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Habitat for Humanity is another one of their group's favorite organizations. You put them under biker gang? And then you claim they empower women. Wait a second here. Wait a second. Last time I checked, according to the mainstream media and everybody else, quote, biker gangs are not there to empower women, but to hold them down. That's what you guys preach. You're going back and forth and back and forth. You guys don't know what direction to go in. Then it goes in and it continues the different type of organizations that clubs might support. I truly believe this is the most sickening crap I have ever seen when it came to one of these screwed up stories. Hardcore screwed up. Going back to my earlier question, is it some of the events that you might see in the newspaper that leads these people to believe that clubs are all bad? Is it an interesting question, or is it a debatable question? Let me know right after this.
1, 2, 3, and. From the time I was a young boy, 'cause I always had a problem with the rules. So I had to do it my own way, 'cause I didn't buy the crap they taught at school. Caught some lucky breaks, made some dumb mistakes, and I always let my heart decide the truth. When I hit the bumps, I took my lumps, but I knew I'd never be nobody's fool. Guess I lived my life on the ragged edge, run 120 in the passing lane. And a good at leading with my chin when I ought to bite my tongue and use my brain. I've seen the darker side of things, but I know I'll never let it blacken me. And I hope the way gives an ulcer to the belly of the beast. So give me wind to put my wheels in, a black top to ride on, a woman's heart to keep me warm, miss me when I'm gone. Give me strength to do the right thing as I stand against the storm. And a fate you call when I should fall, bury me with my colors on. So the years go by, the rust sets in, but good company's the medicine I need. And there's times I struggle with my load, but there's no one else that I would rather be. And the dues I pay, down the path I run, all lead me to today. And the scooter's in the living room, the winter's done, the spring is on the way. So give me a wind to put my wheels in, a black top to ride on, a woman's heart to keep me warm, and miss me when I'm gone.
Download the Insane Throttle radio app and listen to the hottest modern rock on the planet. No commercials at all, just hard rock and roll, baby. Download the Insane Throttle radio app for Android now on Google Play. Rock on.
Oh, yeah, you can listen to the Morning Hoot as well as Rocking with Hollywood Live on that app, man, right on Google Play. Make sure you download it. That was Dago and Criminal History. Dago was a member of the Sons of Silence. He's gone but not forgotten. Great tunes right there. My question before we went to the break. Do clubs bring some of this on themselves? Some would say yes. Others would say no. It's not up to us anymore. It's all in the public eye and what we do to try to fix that. Now, I know there's people that try to make everything positive, which is an awesome thing. At the same time, we can't fool ourselves that there's a lot of work to do as far as public relations are concerned when it has to deal with this kind of stuff. Sunday on the roundtable, we're going to be talking about name dropping. And that has to be one of the worst things that you can do. It's right there besides snitches and pedophiles. A lot of people are doing it. It's going to be a very, very interesting show, so make sure you check that out. Anyway, guys, I'm out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Again, we're going 30 minutes, baby. 30 minutes. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be a good time, let me tell you. Anyway, this is Morisaka Madhouse. Don't forget to visit us over on Instagram. You guys have a good one. I am outie.